Duh, solar panels cause RFI, right?
Very good, yeah. I think that was the one that we were going to try to listen to galaxies for some reason. I don't know what that was about. What were they going to do? What were they going to listen for? But, yeah. Well, I mean, they could put a feather in that cap by being the first people to actually land on the other side of the moon. But I think they got a long way to go. You know, we've had 12 human beings walk on the surface of the moon 50 years ago. So they got a long way to catch us, I think, Frank.
Well, yeah, I think they haven't announced an intent, I forget what it was, to do a Mars mission, a crewed Mars mission by 2035 or something like that. Some mission like that that they're, you know, will also... thinking of doing. You probably heard something like that also. So they certainly, you know, want to compete. It's going to get interesting. Go ahead.
I know. They've been coming along pretty amazingly. I think it was around 1992 or 3 or so. They called it 901 Project. For China, and it was some kind of paper that they wrote up, long-term plans on what they wanted to do, and eventually, you know, put up a space station, eventually get to the moon. Well, they got their space station, so I guess the next shot is to eventually get to the moon. But they need bigger and bigger rockets. They're under development. It looks like they're stealing the technology from SpaceX. They're trying to duplicate what they're doing for reusability. But, you know, they are coming along, and that's why our country, you know, should not back off. You know, sometimes I read these things where they want to stop funding for this or that. Not good, not good. Even the European Space Agency has big plans for the future. And, like, sample return mission from Mars, that's been put on hold, pretty much. They're arguing about that. We're supposed to bring those samples back that Perseverance is putting all over Mars. You know, there's a group that wants to try to back off on the funding of that, and which might happen. But then you take a country like Japan next year, well, yeah, 2024, they're going to launch two satellites that are going to go in orbit around Phobos, the moon around Mars, and they're going to do a lunar sample return of that, you know, of that moon. So, you know, don't look behind you. Somebody might be chasing you, I guess. Look at the time. After 11 o'clock, anyway. Frank, I'll turn it back to you one more time, then I'm going to turn it back to Rory in a second.
Yeah, I stand corrected. That's what the Chinese are looking to do, is a Mars sample return, and to try to do it, I think, ahead of the U.S. timeline, which is to pick up the Percy and Ingenuity samples in the early 2030s. So even though, yeah, the U.S. doesn't really want to fund it, I don't think they're going to want the Chinese to do sample return before we do, so I suspect it will get funded, and the people working on the U.S. missions will secretly thank the Chinese for the competition. Anyway, yeah, it is late, 7:03. Always cool to talk about this. And I know SpaceX is ready, supposedly almost ready, about ready to static fire the booster and vehicle for the IFT-3 mission, which is, as I understand it, being subsidized by NASA to do a fuel transfer test. So that should be interesting, too. But I guess we'll leave that for another week. WB2BXO.
Yeah, they're going to need that capability to, you know, to make NASA happen. In the future, they need to do fuel transfer. And with the third Starship mission, they plan on doing that. They said they're not going to transfer the fuel itself. They're going to just do the liquid oxygen. And not from ship to ship, from tank to tank on board. So I guess that's a start, Frank. That's probably what you're talking about. Okay, very good. We'll turn it over to Roy. We'll be on the net tomorrow night, hopefully, on Monday night at 8:30 on these repeaters for the club net. And after that, they usually have the swap and shop, and then Radio Newsline is always transmitted online. Mark, I know you can get it elsewhere, but I don't know. After listening to the swap and shop, I just leave it on and listen to a Newsline. Very interesting. They always have a space-related topic for some reason. We'll turn it over to you, Roy. AC2GS, this is WS2N for the Space Net Report for the TechNet. Back to you, Roy.
AC2GS, our rebels now are done. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for the Space Net Report. Thank you for all that you do here on the Technical Net and all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. I especially appreciate it. A couple little points. I think it was Jim NV2T was bringing up the Lunar Surface Electromagnetic Experiment. Actually, there's two flavors, and it's spelled capital L, lowercase u, capital S, capital E, capital E. You always have to be cute. There's a Lucy Night, and there's a Lucy Light. And they predict that it will be launched to the Moon's far side in 2025, but I think that's written in crayon or pencil, easy to erase. So I wouldn't hold my breath, but that's what everyone was sort of talking about. Anyway, thanks to everyone who participated tonight. I appreciate it. I enjoyed myself. I hope you did, too. I hope you'll join us next Sunday night at 8 o'clock when we try and do it all over again. Now for our usual quotes. Dick, K2RAW, would often end his technical nets with the advice to be kind to each other. This is always good advice. I'd always like to bring up good old Epictetus, a Roman philosopher. It's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. So try and keep your mind open. We offer guidance and things to think about. You don't have to agree with me, but just think about them at least. Keep an open mind. So again, thanks to everyone. Have a great week. For those practicing, happy Chinooka, and the Christmas is coming any day now, and Happy New Year's is coming, so it's going to be a fun time. Stay safe, though. Be well. Get your booster shots. Protect yourself from infection. People are still getting COVID, unfortunately. And thanks to everyone. And as I want to say these days before going clear, Slava Ukraine.